Amy, before we go into any more of the questions, there's been a recent study conducted at Imperial College which surprised a number of people because they were told that 5 portions of fruit and veg a day, which we thought was conducive with good health, is now not enough and we've got to double it. Now, how did this come about?
Yeah, so there's been a heck of a lot of confusion over how exactly much fruit and veg we should all eat and if any particular types are especially beneficial, because a lot of companies like to use the health benefits of vegetables for marketing, like, you know, so-called superfoods and what have you. What this group of researchers did, they did something really cool. It's called a meta-analysis. So that's basically pooling a lot of similar studies together in order to really detect benefits or harms of different things. So in this particular instance, looking for if there's any real benefits of eating more fruit and veg. And they found that eating more fruit and veg was beneficial up to a point, and they found that overall eating up to 800 grams of vegetables a day, so that's the equivalent of maybe 10 portions, or another way to visualise 800 grams is that's about the size of a loaf of bread, that much vegetable a day, that provided the maximum possible benefit against heart disease, cancer and general mortality. But any more than that made no real difference to mortality. So eating more fruit and vegetables is good, but that benefit doesn't increase exponentially. So if you eat kilos of vegetables, you're not going to live forever.
Is it that if you say eat 5, people will eat 2? If you say eat 10, you have a half chance that maybe people will eat enough?
So I think one of the intimidating things for me is I get confused about what a portion is. A portion is maybe less vegetables than you might imagine. I often envision piles of broccoli when I hear headlines like, oh, you must eat 10 portions of fruit and veg. But 80 grams, it might not be too much. It could be, you know, I'm a massive fan of putting vegetables in my curry, or I'm a big fan of frozen peas or the frozen vegetable section, for example.
I'm a big fan of Shiraz. Can I include wine in my 5 a day, 10 a day?
So.
Good. I've got the official nod from Amy. Thank you very much.